Oh, there's cups. We're starting right now.
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. Hold on, let me grab a mic. You're looking at Josie Kett. It's her birthday. This is the birthday party. Hold on 1 second.
Oh no, what are you going to do to me?
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. It's the lighter side of the dark side. I am Dark Mark.
Yes. I'm afraid. What's going
to
happen to me today?
Hello. By the way, this is my wonderful co-host, Josie Kett. Josie, you want to say happy birthday to the Dark Minions?
Okay. Yes.
It's not their birthday. It's my birthday. Happy birthday, Josie.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Yes, it is Josie Kett's birthday. I guess I'm going to be doing this for a while. But
You like it. Come on over.
Kneeling in front of Josie. It is Josie Kett's birthday party. We've got quite a full studio of guests.
We do.
And,
all my favorite people.
All your favorite people. And actually,
I get to be one of your favorite people?
A couple young men. That is Orpheus Black. You know him. He's been on the show a couple times. He was on my birthday show. He was the only guy that was invited to my birthday show. But
I liked
Hi,
him.
Dad. We're in the middle of a show.
Hi, Dad.
All right. Say hello. we're in the middle of a radio show. You're a podcast, so you're on air.
Now, are you on the air?
Yep. So are you.
Oh, good. Well, happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. Say hello, Dark Minions.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yay.
Dad, say hello, Dark Minions.
That is so cute. Hello, Mr. Cat. How are you?
Mr. Cat. Okay, Mr. Cat.
Good. I've been good since 1968.
Yes. Well, he's a rock and roller. He plays drums.
I can imagine.
I think I took a pill, and I've been good ever since.
Well, I think your wife
think
didn't take
a pill.
I think your wife didn't take a pill, and Josie Cat was born. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, your father... One of these days we're going to have you come in and we're going to do the Josie Kett and Father show. It'll be a whole therapy session. We'll bring some psychiatrists, crazy people. How about that?
I always appear when I can give a drum solo.
Well, we do have a drummer here, so I think we got it covered.
No, he can't cover me.
I
didn't know. Oh, we got a couple drummers. I forgot Mindy's a drummer, our producer. Josie, I didn't know your father was Buddy Rich, so that's interesting. Anyway.
Well, I recorded at Buddy Rich's studio, but I prefer Ginger Baker.
And we prefer Ginger Lynn. Anyway, so I don't mean to call off your father, but I got to really get the show going.
Bye, Dad. I'll call you later. Love you.
Bye.
I was going to tell him how his sperm turned out very nicely, but let me introduce everybody in the studio. We got a whole studio full of people. We've got our old friend, not old friend. He's a very good friend, Orpheus Black. We love Orpheus.
Yo, what's up? Happy birthday, baby.
Yes, you won more awards for Dirty Talk, and we got some special stuff coming on later. So
I liked it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes, and then right next to you, we got Chuck Sapien, is it?
Sapienza.
Chuck he's Sapienza. Italian.
Chuck Sapienza, my paisan, who is apparently still the drummer for Pissant.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. So, and that's Josie's band. We're going to do the Hollywood Report. Did you drum on Sex Junkie or did you do the later album?
I did not do the drums on Sex Junkie, no.
How about Your Best Sucks?
No,
he was with other bands then.
Yeah.
So close?
I was whoring myself out to other bands.
We didn't record with him.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Across from you is somebody Josie's never met, but I've met, and she was on the show. She was on the show when you were doing yoga. She's a ghost hunter. She's a hypnotist. She's a psychic.
Ghost hunter. I love that.
She's going to tell you your future. She didn't bring the parrot this time, but maybe next time. Terry Huberman.
Hello.
Beautiful,
happy
lovely.
Birthday.
Terry Huberman. Right next to Terry. And this is appropriate for Goth Day. This is World Goth Day. I don't know if you're aware of that. Is our friend, the only goth conservative blogger and columnist, Joseph Fine.
Hello, hello. And happy birthday, Josie.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
And next to Josephine is the least conservative person you'll ever find, which is the beautiful former Miss Gay Pride Portland, San Diego, Las Vegas, Emmy Award nominee, beautiful, stunning Sasha Scarlett.
Happy birthday.
Sasha, thank
How
you.
How are you, girl?
Fabulous, like
it's
you.
Good to see you. You're a sexy bitch.
No, you are.
Oh, that's true. I can't argue that.
Well, one of you smells like vagina. I'm not sure which. But anyway, so the
next. Oh, my gosh.
Didn't you say that before? So you're like, hmm, this smells
I'm
like
wearing Eau de Vagina. That's my perfume. Calvin Klein.
And somebody who knows a lot about Eau de Vagina, right next to you, is actor, model,
photographer,
co-star of mine in the Piss Ants So Close video. It is Eli Brooks. I don't know what's going to happen with that mic. Hold on with that mic.
Wow, you have a good radio voice.
I know, it's very deep.
Super deep into that mic, right up against your face. I'm going to try to swing
over to another mic. You know I hate the headphones. I like the head part, but not the phones part.
What do you need to do? Share my mic?
Right. The cordless mic is not working, so we're going to have to share the mic. Yes, something like that. So
Mark,
where do
you
we
want
start?
Your seat
where
back?
Do you want to start first, Josie?
I don't know. I don't run this thing.
Okay. Well,
I just hang out and show my boobs.
Before, yes.
Are we going to get to see goods this time?
Goods are good.
What do you mean? Oh, not this again.
Okay. This man. So I'm kneeling before Josie. Before I start the show, does anybody want some whiskey, some absinthe?
I brought Josie a gift. Whiskey.
Okay. We're going to start with Sasha Scarlett. Sasha, what? Oh!
Are you trying to get me
drunk,
Sasha?
I would do that.
For those people on iTunes that can't see this, Sasha got a bottle of Grey Goose for Josie. Nice. It's opening up. I better get some cups. Hold on one second. Josie, talk while
I'm drinking. Drink it out of the bottle. Come on. We're at Skid Row Studios.
Scott was going to bring me some cups.
Let's be a little trashy.
Eli is opening it up.
Eli knows how to do this. Hey, come on, Eli.
Have a real man.
Put some muscle in.
Have a real man do it. Here, pass it over here.
This bullshit.
Use your thighs, Eli.
Yeah. Like I keep. Never mind.
Anyway, so keep talking. Keep talking. It's a party. Anyway, so.
No, I'm loving this.
Oh, he's got
I'm loving
cups. This. Okay, so. Nobody can hear anything. I'm sitting here talking.
This is my assistant, Scott.
Everyone's silent. No mic.
I'm sitting here talking without a mic. Nobody's talking. Okay.
I like this.
Josie cups.
So, Sasha.
Sorry.
Sasha, we'll start with you since you brought gifts.
Oops. Yes.
Yeah, you with the phallic things, I know how it goes. But Sasha, now what happened with Miss Long Beach?
I lost.
How did that happen? Who was more fabulous in Long Beach than you?
Let's just say there's stuff that happened behind the scenes that had nothing to do. I won every category of the pageant, but I lost fundraising by $22.
Oh. Yeah. I have a feeling that's there might be some dick sucking.
No, if there was some dick sucking, I would have won that shit.
Oh. So I'm sorry to hear that because I was pulling for you. And,
but there are no losers.
Right. Oh, that's not what you said last time.
Yeah.
So what's the next con? You said you were going to a fetish walk or not a fetish walk? It was some
DomCon.
You went to DomCon. How was DomCon?
DomCon become a fetish walk.
I know.
There was like a zombie walk. Is there some event that you were going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I was hosting the Long Beach Pride Parade.
Yes, the Long Beach Pride Parade. It's a gay Pride Parade.
That's what I was. Gay Pride Parade with my gays.
Yes, how was that?
There was 250,000 of them. Yeah, there was a lot of them. It was huge. It was great. That's a lot of damn gays. And there's some lesbians too. They sat on the right-hand side of the street. With the Subarus and all the gay guys are on the left-hand side of the street.
Well, let's get to this because I've heard that gays and lesbians sometimes don't get along.
Well, there is that rumor. Yeah. I get along with both. Because
Arby seems to know about this. No comment.
Do gays like lipstick lesbians?
What about them?
Do gays like lipstick lesbians?
No, I like lipstick lesbians.
Even the lesbians that look like Josie Cat.
Oh, I would do Josie in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd do Josie on top of you.
The line.
I think everybody at this table, even Terry is in agreement on this one.
Did you get some goose?
The line forms to the left.
Yeah.
Right?
Hold on. She got some goose. I goosed her. I'm sure Orpheus, you're at DomCon too, right?
No, I was up at Tribal Fest.
What's Tribal Fest?
Tribal Fest is a belly dance convention.
Oh, yeah.
Do you belly dance?
No, I don't.
But does your lovely wife do?
My wife does, and it was just hot women all week. If you were at DomCon, you got a good amount, but fucking Tribal Fest is hot central.
Well, I hosted a belly dancing festival, Gothla, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A lot
Gothla?
Of Gothla. Gothla,
yeah,
L.A.
Like a fusion, right?
Gothla,
like
yeah. Gothla.
Fusion.
Gothla. And it was so weird because I joked.
I don't think of that one.
Were you there?
I wasn't there, no, but I plan on being there next time around. So
I was like, Eli was at DomCon.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys cross paths?
He was hooded.
Yeah.
He was in
ooh,
secret.
I normally.
Yeah.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
All that's encased
in PVC. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
PVC.
You wouldn't mess up his hair.
No.
I'm not going to get to my belly dance story, but Eli Brooks, let me start with you, and we'll go around. Now, Eli Brooks is the kind of guy, this dude is, when I met you on the set of So Close, the Pissant video, it was like, and you know this dude is way too good looking. He's got to be an asshole, and then he turned out to be a really cool guy. It's like the, like Joseph, right? Right? This is the kind of guy you're like, well, fuck him, and then he's like, oh, he's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. So sometimes.
So are you mainly a photographer, actor? I don't even.
Well, really, mainly I try not to be an asshole. That's what I do most of the time. So I'm being pretty successful in that. But aside from that, photography, yeah, mainly.
That's a career.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work. It does, for some people.
I would fail at that career.
Well, because your acting career included a video with the metal band Dokken.
Right. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I had a lot of memories going back to a friend of mine getting wasted and always putting on Rocket with Dokken, you know, all on the jukebox.
And in 2012, you actually met Dokken.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're not too rocking anymore.
No, not so much. I saw Don's he dropped his trowel, like, to strip completely naked and change right in front of me. That was something I could have gone without, actually. But they didn't.
Was that intentionally? You think Dokken was trying to rock with you?
I don't know. Probably my hot lady friend, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, you did have a hot girlfriend at that time.
They had a handle of Jack, and that went a ways, but I don't think they had any Viagra on hand.
And the main question I'm going to ask everybody, although, Sasha, we know the answer, but... How did you meet Josie Cat? There's got to be a story there.
Well, for me, first up?
Yeah.
Okay. I owned a medical marijuana dispensary.
Of course.
And I was looking.
Did you say owned or owned?
Owned. Owned, yeah.
Past tense.
Yeah, unfortunately. And,
Mindy's behind the board going, God damn it.
I was going.
Me and Mindy got a party later.
Were you on the 420 special?
I still know some people holler at me. No, and then so I figured there was a breast cancer awareness kind of punk rock, kind of rock and roll night going on and called Rock Your Titties, and I remember that. And
Rockin' Titties.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Ashton and Josie.
Breast cancer.
Yeah, go figure that Josie was at Rockin' Titties.
Right. I ended up meeting all these ladies, and I figured it would be a good thing to do pro bono photography to help
boner,
support
what?
Cancer.
Yeah.
Boner? He didn't say boner.
He said pro boner photography.
He's got a pro boner.
Hey, you know.
We've seen Elizabeth. We've seen Josie. We know about the pro boner.
Yeah, Alicia was there as well. So.
Oh, yeah, Alicia.
But, yeah, so I thought it would be a good thing to go ahead and support cancer and then take some pictures. And so that's what we meant.
And, Josie, how come he got to be the lead in the So Close video and spank all the girls and look like a badass, and I got to play the politician that you kill?
You spanked all the girls. What are you talking about? He didn't spank anyone.
No. I spanked the shit out of Elizabeth. She was the only one that would let me spank her. Everybody else was like, ew. And you were like,
that's not true.
And you let me spank you, too.
That's not true. You had all the girls on top of you.
Yeah,
you had it good.
No, I remember
you died.
I remember you giving direction. Come on, girls, pretend you're into him, and you pretend you like his money, and it's horrible. And it was Eli. I can't wait to do a scene with Eli.
That's not true.
I remember they kind of approached me as like, well, we need someone to chain smoke, drink whiskey, and spank a bunch of hot girls. And I'm like, God, sold. Sold.
Side casting.
Why didn't I get the call?
I get pigeonholed all the time. It's horrible.
Yo, I think we need a chub love, just like big guy thing going on over here. Because let's just gang up and beat this guy.
Oh, that's already 4-on-1.
Don't worry, Eli. I'll protect you.
That's right.
I'll see you, Eli.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Come at me.
But anyway, so, yeah, and... I remember Eli was, he was the detective standing over my prone dead body at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I remember,
I think the sun was coming out.
No, that was
still. We're trying to get done before
the sun. Remember when the car creeped by and they thought I was really dead?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple strange looks of people thinking there's this guy in a fedora and an overcoat like Dick Tracy or something looking at this dead corpse on the street. And I didn't know what to make of that.
Because there's people with fedoras and Dick Tracy coats all the time in downtown Los Angeles.
And in L.A., maybe. You know.
Okay. So, Josephine, if you could stop tweeting for a second.
Now, he's addicted.
Now, grab one of please grab one of the mics. Thank you, Sasha.
Hello.
Sasha. Now, this is funny because you, Sasha, I know that I said consider a columnist, and I know a lot of people get turned off. Let me tell you about this guy. First off, Sasha Scarlett, beautiful.
Exactly.
You have no problem with her. You have no problem with her lifestyle.
Couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I know.
He's not that conservative.
Don't give a shit.
Well, my district is West Hollywood. Yeah, I'm really getting annoyed by that. No, I don't think so.
So how does goth conservatism, how do you become the goth conservative common?
I started politics first back way, very young, 15. Been up on Capitol Hill, came out here, got involved, became a goth around 2003.
And how did that happen?
Oh, he's new goth.
Yes, I'm new goth. I still got my diaper on.
You ain't got your lace yet.
By the way, the diaper's coming later. But you haven't sharpened your teeth at the fangs yet.
Well, basically, my philosophy matches the goth lifestyle: live and let live.
So you're not socially conservative. You're socially liberal, fiscally conservative.
Well, more or less socially libertarian. Yeah. Live and let live. You know, government out of the bedroom and out of the wallet. Yeah. You know. Let people do business however they want. Let people live their life however they want. Start fighting.
And Terry's agreeing with you, and I agree with that too. Yeah. But then you work for Glenn Beck, but that's a whole other story.
What?
Wow. That's a job. She needed a job.
I'm not Glenn Beck fan, actually. Give me one of those guys. I'm a local guy.
And how often have we been fans of our bosses anyways?
Right, exactly. But apparently Glenn Beck was actually a good boss, good benefits.
He's fantastic. It's great to work for him. It really is.
You know, I told you he used to be a top 40 DJ. Did you check out that YouTube clip of Glenn Beck doing, hey, it's the Bean Morning Zoo?
No, you know what? He really is like this very charismatic person.
I'm sure he is.
It does not surprise me.
I'm sure he is.
But
really nice guy.
Yeah, waka, waka, waka. Have you seen that, Joseph, with Glenn Beck on the Morning Zoo?
I'm sure I can find
it. You got to YouTube it. YouTube everybody at the Dark Mark Show. First, YouTube our shows, please. We need to be. But then go to
the Dark Mark Show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, subscribe to the Dark Mark Show.
Exactly. Ooh. I'm with Joseph.
Boom.
So Joseph, when did you meet Joseph? I think I introduced you to.
Yeah, you did. I think it was like one of the nights we were out at either Bar Sinister or actually,
I think it might have been Batcave, actually.
Batcave, yeah.
And I remember your eyes bugging out of your head when you saw the beautiful Josie Cat.
Still doing it.
There
was something else that was bugging out too, I bet.
Trust me, he wasn't thinking about tax cuts when he was looking at Josie Cat. That's for sure.
Yeah, something more important.
Yeah,
cute Josie is.
Yeah, he wasn't like Romney. If Josie told you to shoot Romney, you'd be like, okay, I'll go ahead. I'll do that. But I'll beat him up.
One good kick to the balls anyway.
Yeah, you'll get. If Josie Cat told you to kick Mitt Romney in the balls, would you do it?
If Josie told me to do anything, I'd probably follow.
Josie, we've got 36 minutes for you to think of something for Joseph to do.
Oh, I could think of all kinds of things.
I can think of something.
I bet you could.
I'm thinking blow Eli.
I'm thinking Sasha's all for that.
We have a professional relationship.
You're doing way too for me, guys.
You don't have to do anything. You just stand there.
Yeah. Just look pretty.
You got the easy job. But anyway, Terry Human. First off, Josie, you always wanted a sexy guy show. How about this, huh?
Terry's not a sexy guy.
I was saying Terry is not a sexy guy. Terry's a sexy woman.
Okay, I'll take that.
She's a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
And she is a psychic. She's a hypnotist. She was on our show one night when Josie was doing yoga, and we had you were talking about your ghost hunting.
Yep.
But once again, yeah, and we used to date. And I didn't know you were a hypnotist. Oh, I knew you were a hypnotist, but I didn't know you were a
psychic. Of course you weren't supposed to know that she was a hypnotist.
You don't remember.
Buy me a wedding ring.
What? You dated Mark?
Did you ever hypnotize me?
Wait. What does dated mean exactly?
Yo, can we interview you about that? Because I'd really like to know.
I'd like to know.
I thought it was your psychic reading.
Yeah. You started psychic readings after you went out with me, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
It depends how you look at it. Water rings, yes. Mediumship, yes. Tarot cards, no.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, because I'm going to get back to you, Terry, because I got to get to Chuck, and I got to get to Orpheus. But we're going to have you explain water rings and do that very shortly, okay?
Okay.
Chuck Seppiani?
Close enough. Everyone talks about
it. It sounds fancy.
Montagotti. I don't know what your name is.
He's too busy.
Are you the guy Charles Sapien?
He's too busy drinking.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's me.
That's a cool fucking name. I got to tell you, like, I just dig the fucking name. I was like, what is this guy? I've never went to your page, but I saw it come up. And I was like, that's a cool fucking name. I always wanted to know how it came about. But that's your actual last name, like abbreviation?
Yeah, it's a shortening of my last name, yeah.
That's fucking cool. I got to tell
you. That's like Homo sapien.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Yeah. Just say it. Silly.
Oh,
I set it up for you, you knock it down.
So you've been a touring drummer for Pissant, is that what?
We've played some shows, and I've been a roadie for a long time.
Is that what happened?
How did you
meet Mr. Sapien?
Our bands used to play together, and they used to rehearse together.
What was his band?
Rebuilt V8.
Oh, yeah, Rebuilt V8.
And
punk rock band.
And my other band, Captain Colostomy and the Flaming Amroids.
I could have been the lead singer for that band right there. I'm just telling you.
Minnie's band title was pretty good.
It sounds like something I want to take my children
Minnie, what's the name of your band?
Dangerously Sleazy.
Because that's good, but that's not as good.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Right. Nobody ever asked me the name of my band.
What is the name of your band?
Rubber Gimp Baby. Exactly. Rubber Gimp Baby.
So how did you become the drummer in Pissant?
She did a charity event for my friend's place a few years ago. And I remember we were talking about something, and all of a sudden she goes, well, okay, you're the new drummer. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Get in here.
Come on in.
Gorgeous, come on in.
Did you have groupies as a drummer?
No. Yes, no, I'm a fucking musician, not a fucking rock star.
I can't
afford groupies.
I provide them.
Yeah, and speaking of belly dancers earlier, we have a belly dancer right now.
Nice.
Yeah,
come here, babe. Oh. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Hi, kids. What's up?
This is the lovely Sahira Sin.
I like how they took the camera all off of me.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Sahira.
Hi, my name's Sahira Sin. Hello. I do belly dance things.
Oh, if I knew you were coming, I would have you belly dance for...
If you want to, yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay,
do it.
Are we gonna do a belly dance over here? I'll turn the camera around, okay?
Okay.
And then we're gonna do a water reading, and then Orpheus is gonna play.
Take time. I'm gonna play.
What do you play?
What?
My cock.
and then we're gonna have some.
That's
good. Seraphim, come on. Let me.
I got sticks in a bucket. If you want to do a drum solo.
Sticks in a bucket. That's a good band name.
You are, because I'm wearing flats.
So this is a birthday belly dance.
She's like 5'10" at least.
Did she go to Tribal Fest?
Yeah, right.
Do we have any belly dancing music? Well, you're not going to hear it.
Not porn music.
Let's find something
I can make it happen.
Eli.
All right.
Okay,
in the meantime,
were there any gnarly road stories with Josie? Come on, you got to tell one.
She's fallen on her butt a few times.
Have you seen that ass? How could she not?
Hell, I've seen that on Friday night.
Well, it's different when it's on stage because the stage is so wet and slippery.
I usually fall on my ass every time I perform. I always slip and fall. One time I did a slip and fall, and I did a somersault and landed on my feet by accident.
That was awesome.
Were you there for that?
That was fucking awesome.
That was crazy.
That's talent.
And someone filmed it, and they put their logo, like they did it at the, they put their logo at the beginning of the whole thing, and their logo was in front of the fall. I'm like, how stupid. But anyway.
Were you wearing a short skirt? Maybe that was a...
No, I don't wear skirts on stage for that reason.
You shouldn't call that a fall. You should call it a dismount.
Because I saw you perform with your new band, Carrera, on Tuesday.
I decided to lay
Sing
down.
Foxy Lady.
Yeah.
What?
And
I decided to lay down.
Mess up the words again.
I always mess up the words. I mess up the words to the lyrics
Foxy
I write.
Lady?
I mess up my own lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Birthday belly dance. Come on over, Josie. It's
I'm
all for
so
you. All
right.
Now, it's Runaway by Beats Antique. Does that work for you?
Love Beats Antique. You got to put it up to the microphone. There you go.
Take you on a journey.
How about being hypnotized?
All right. I want you to relax. Stare deeply into the vibrating hips. As they gyrate, you are finding your inner place. You might try not to have an erection in front of all these people. Or she less because she hears what we're saying, right?
Oh, go girl! I think we need to get up. I'll get up and dance
with her. Yeah, I would like to
do it.
Get off your phone. Look,
you guys,
I have to be on my phone.
Show the belly, show the boobs.
Damn, she's feeling it. This is what happens. I bring beer and belly dancers. That's how you know. That's how you know you got a good friend. I can see potential.
Nobody has more belly than me.
Still
my torch chops. Yeah. I'm uncomfortably aroused. Fucking sexy. Oh, just mimic. There you go. You can do this, Mark. See, if you go after 15 minutes, he charges, though.
Wow. I left Tribal Fest to get it sexy. We come here with sexy.
Yeah, I see. When you started talking about
right now, man.
When you started talking about that, I was like, got you, bro.
Were you at Tribal Fest? Oh, wow.
Yay! Come here, girl.
That was sexy. What a bonus.
Thank you so much. That's
why
awesome.
When you were getting on about that earlier, I was like,
join us.
That's funny
Josie,
you mentioned that.
DJ Eli.
I'm going to borrow your mic for a second. Josie, if you come over here, Terry's going to give you a water reading. Now, Terry, explain to everybody what a water reading is.
So basically, it's psychometry, except you're using water. So what psychometry is just gathering energy into an object of some sort. Usually, it's a ring or a watch or something.
What about implant?
Well,
I'm about to try my first implant reading. I'm so excited.
Feel free to be hands-on.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
There's a first time for everything.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll feel.
So water is really, really conductive to energy. So it's really, and then you have like a metal bowl. So everything is here. Now, earlier I did ask Josie to kind of put her hands in and just kind of like focus on something.
I thought
whatnot.
I was getting a manicure.
Right. Because the water was really
hard. It was like a bait and switch.
So I'm just going to actually ask you to put your hands in again. Because it was a lot of confusion happening in there.
So there's no confusion.
Okay.
So
maybe it's actually what's happening. Okay, great.
Oh, I see your game.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what's going on over there?
Sasha and Eli are
here. Shut the hell up.
Sasha and Eli seem to be getting along very well.
Can you blame me? She's rather charming, actually.
Did you see Sasha's legs? My God. She's nice legs.
It's the CrossFit.
Picking anything up, Terry?
Goodness, yeah, I'm getting stuff, so.
Let's get that whiskey over this
way.
Okay,
so
I thought you liked it.
Yeah, what kinds of things can you take your hands out now, because I need to breathe the water. which has your energy. And earlier, I was just kind of tapping into your aura and stuff. And one of the first things that actually came to my mind was that I was seeing a lot of children.
I'm trying to help.
Okay, so...
Yeah. I eat them.
So along with that, I was on the path of if you don't want any, you need to be extra careful for the next 3 months.
What?
Yes.
I don't like this. Go ahead.
But also, here's something super cool.
Has menopause set in? I mean, what's a...
Fuck you, Mark. You finally got your first fuck you of the night.
No, no, that's just, you need to get this guy to kick him in the balls now.
But I think you're going to like this, okay? Because there is a chunk of change coming into you. Yeah, into you. It feels more like it's a family type of gift.
Ooh, you got to blow with the job of relatives.
My grandma's in the hospital.
Oh. Well, it doesn't necessarily... It doesn't necessarily mean grandma's giving it to you. You know, but it's just that there's a chunk of change. It doesn't feel like it's work related. So it's not something you have to necessarily earn. It's going to be given to you.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
She likes when people give her money.
No more hand jobs in the parking lot.
Finally. More free hand jobs.
I was
going to
say free last, but now that doesn't work.
Yeah. So also, there's daisies around you. Okay. So daisies.
Daisy
yeah.
Chain.
Wow. Everything can be done. Wow. Everything here.
Oh, what a great porn name, Daisy Chain.
No, no. Nice. So to me.
I'm copywriting that.
Going in the porn.
To me, that represents newness. Okay. So newness. There's
nudeness.
Nudeness.
Nice.
This is actually kind of fun.
She's trying here.